أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, today I thought I will talk to you about the one of the most greatest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creations, and which is incidentally one of the first things that I started talking about when I first spoke about the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala many years ago. I don't know when I did that first presentation of glory of Allah. It's easy about 10, 11 years ago probably, or more. And that is the blue whale. That particular original presentation has gone all over the world. People have, I meet people sometimes in, I once met a man in Dubai airport in the lounge, and he came to me and he said, "Blue whale." So I said, he pointed to me, he said, "Blue whale." I said, "I'm not a blue whale." So he said, no, sir, you are like, sir. And Allah Allah, he said, "Yeah, last night I saw this." He said, "Somebody sent me, last night I saw this, and today I see you here in the lounge in Dubai." Alhamdulillah. Now the blue whale is, I was in Mozambique in 2017, and we went out deep sea fishing. And I remember in one place we were on one side of a bay, and I saw humpback whales, which is another species of whales. I saw a humpback whale doing backflips right across that bay. I don't know how many miles that whole thing was, but here is this animal which weighs probably about, 70, 80 tons. Completely, it's called breaching, which is completely clears from the sea, completely clears, flies through the air and falls back into the sea. Now imagine this animal is moving through water. So the drag in water is far more than the drag in the air, right? So the amount of force, the amount of energy that it takes to build up enough speed to break out of the water, come out into the air and just dive back into the water. And it's just pure for the fun of it. There's no, it's just doing it for the heck of it. I mean, I'm doing it because I can do it. It's like that. So these were humpback whales doing, and this one did this black backflips right across the bay. And it was, I later on marveled at my own stupidity, because I had a camera, I had a 500mm lens. I forgot all about that. I don't have a single picture, because I was simply looking at this and I was saying, "Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah." I totally forgot that I even had a camera. Later on, my brother Ibrahim Patel, Ibrahim was telling me, "Aapka camera tha, aapne kyun istemal nahi kiya?" I said, "Bhool gaya camera." I totally forgotten I had a camera. This is the khudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ajib, I still remember the picture of that, the dark blue shade of the sea, the light blue shade of the sky, and this blue whale, this humpback whale doing flips. Now, blue whale is almost double that size. And the blue whales also do flips. Can you imagine? Yeah, so, blue whale, just to give you the statistics on it, a blue whale is 108 or 110 feet long, and it weighs 190 tons. Now think about that. I mean, I sometimes think, the question, whenever I do this Glory of Allah presentation, those who have seen this, there are many of us, alhamdulillah, now have seen this multiple times. So, I tell them, I say, "What is the question you should ask? What is the question?" I say, "Why?" I say, "Why? Wallahi, that is the question. Why? Why must you create something like this? The size of that thing, it's 108, 110 feet long. It's 190 tons in weight. Its call, which is the sound it makes. Now, interestingly, this must be the late 60s, I think. I was in school. And we used to get National Geographic magazine at home. And in the National Geographic magazine, there was an article on whales. And in that article was mention of whale calls, what's called whale song. And there was, in the magazine, there was a plastic record, which we played. I remember playing it on a turntable, because those days that was the only thing, the gramophone. So we had a gramophone. We played this 78 RPM plastic record, which was a sound of the of whale. It was called whale song, which is a call of the whales. Now it might find this on YouTube and send it with this thing. Whale song. Now the call of the blue whale. Now again, think about this. This is a call which is a low frequency sound, and it is traveling through water. So it is not traveling through air, traveling through water. The call of the blue whale is 188 decibels. Decibels is the measure of loudness of a call. To give you a comparative figure, jet blast, which is what comes out of the back of a jet engine, is 140 decibels. The call of the blue whale is 188 decibels. They have recorded blue whales calling off the coast of California. They have recorded them in Japan, across the Pacific Ocean. So, if you were a blue whale and you wanted to talk to your cousin in America, you did not need a phone. You could just talk. And he would hear you. Ajeeb, the Khuda ta Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. And through water, across the Pacific Ocean, the whale calls here and it's recorded off the coast of Japan. The tongue of the whale, of the blue whale, weighs 4 tons. So, if you make nahari of this, you can feed the whole of Hyderabad. 4 tons. 4 tons is roughly the size of a very big Asian elephant. It's the size of an average African elephant, the tongue alone. The mouth of the blue whale holds 90 metric tons capacity. Now, blue whale is called, it's a type of whale, it's called a baleen whale because of the way it feeds. And the way it feeds is that it draws water into the mouth, and the water passes through a sieve, which is at the back of the throat, which is a filter, and every particle in that water, every solid particle in the water gets snagged in the sieve, in the filter, and then the tongue of the blue whale wipes it off. Now, what gets snagged is phytoplankton, zooplankton, Antarctic krill, and I'll come to that in a minute, small crustaceans and things like this. So, the mouth, however, holds 90 metric tons, which is 100 tons in regular weight. But the throat cannot swallow anything bigger than a beach ball. Now, so therefore, if you are swimming in the sea and you find yourself suddenly in the mouth of a blue whale, you don't need to worry because it can't swallow you. It will spit you out. You probably taste nasty anyway, so I mean, that's a different issue. The blow of the whale, this is how they breathe. And this is how you also, when you are doing whale watching, I was doing whale watching in the inner channel of Alaska in 2015. We were in a small boat. And then how do you spot them? You spot them by the blow. And it looks like a fountain coming out of the sea. And this is, there is a blow hole on the top of the head. So, the whale draws in water and blows it out of the top of the head. And that's part of the breathing cycle of the whale. The blow of the blue whale is 50 feet in high in a, 50 feet high in a single strip, 50 feet, straight strip. The calf of a blue whale weighs 2700 kilograms, which is 6000 pounds, and drinks 400 liters of milk per day. The milk is very fat rich. And it's a blue whale is a mammal, it's not a fish. I mean, all whales are mammals, all dolphins are mammals. So, it drinks 400 liters of milk per day. So, if you decided to adopt a calf of the blue whale, then you would need a a dairy farm. Now, I told you I'd talk about krill. The blue whale eats 40 million krill per day, which amounts to about 8,000 pounds of krill per day. Now, interestingly, if you designed an animal the size of the blue whale and you had to decree for it its food, what would you decree? You would say that this thing must eat, you know, school buses and patent tanks or something. Massive things. It must eat white sharks or, right, all of this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed that it should eat phytoplankton, zooplankton, most of which is microscopic. And about the biggest thing that it eats is Antarctic krill. The Arnold Schwarzenegger of Antarctic krill weighs 1 gram. 1 gram. So, you put the Antarctic krill on the tip of your finger, it won't even cover the whole tip. Forget the finger, it won't even cover the whole tip. But interestingly, the same Antarctic krill has a lifespan, of course, provided it doesn't come into contact with blue whales, it has a lifespan of 10 years. This thing which weighs 1 gram lives for 10 years, 5 to 10 years. Imagine, subhanAllah, I mean, Allah is protecting this one thing. I mean, when I was doing this research for the blue whale, I'm thinking about the blue whale. Here is the Antarctic krill, which is, the Antarctic krill is a miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in itself. 40 million of them. 4,000 kilograms of them, plus everything else, every day. Every blue whale. And so therefore, now imagine the number of krill there should be to be able to feed all of this. I mean, I don't think the mind can even computers can even handle these numbers. I mean, the numbers are so immense. You can't figure out. I mean, if you tell me, you know, write this down in how many zeros, how many zeros? I can put zeros from here till the end of the road. Subhanallah al-Azim. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. خَلَقَ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا. Everything in the heavens and the earth and between them. Whenever I read these ayat, I remind myself that we do not even know the meaning of this. If I tell you, tell me what is the meaning of between the heavens and the earth? What does it mean? Because we know that the earth, what we call the heavens, is not something which starts from a particular point. Right? If you take a ball and put it into a bucket of water and you say between the ball and the water, what does it mean? The water is surrounding the ball. The ball is in the middle of this water. So, we are saying between the ball and the water, what does it mean? So, when we say between the heavens and the earth, do we even know what this means? You know, I mean, linguistically saying something, hum Urdu bolte hain, zameen aasman ka farak hai. Kya farak hai? क्या माने जमीन वाला फर्क जमीन क्या खत्म हो रही है आसमान क्या शुरू हो रहा दैट मीन्स यू डोंट अंडरस्टैंड साइंस एज सिंपल एज दैट उसूलन द पॉइंट इज दैट वी डू नॉट इवन अंडरस्टैंड द मीनिंग ऑफ दिस दिस इज द खुदरत ऑफ अल्लाह सुब्हान व तआला अजीब वी आस्क अल्लाह सुब्हान व तआला जल्ला जलालहू टू एनेबल अस टू Take a little bit of time and reflect. Just think. Sit quietly. Throw away all this rubbish. Without any disturbance. Just sit quietly and think. And say, SubhanAllah, this is Allah. This is the one we just worshipped. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. Allah gave us the tawfiq and the ability to come and make sujood to Him. And this is the one who one day we will meet. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to decree that day also we will meet Him in a state of sujood before His arsh, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with us and never to be displeased and to enable us to reflect on His glory and majesty and to fill our hearts with His khashiyat and with His love and His hub and with the hub and love of His Habib Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika.